Ivan, you're very welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Amber.
So to start off, I suppose we've spoken a little bit about auto-enrolment and pensions on the show before, but just in case anyone wasn't listening maybe or didn't hear it, what is the auto-enrolment pension scheme all about?
Yes, the biggest thing I'd say to people is it's coming fast and it's coming on the 1st of January 2026. There was a couple of false starts with this over the last couple of months, but the indications from the Minister, Dara Cleary, from Social Protection is that it's now definitely happening on the 1st of January coming.
Okay, fantastic. And what does it involve? Like, what's the whole point, I suppose, of introducing this scheme, Ivan?
Yeah, so we have a challenge in Ireland, Amber, whereby at the moment we've over 800,000 workers that do not have any form of pension provision in place for themselves. And that creates a challenge in the country. And the challenge is linked to what's known as pension coverage. So we've an awful lot of people that because they don't have their own pension in place, they're going to be relying on a state pension at the point of retirement. And right now, today, the state pension is only 15,000 per annum. So we are used to earning 30,000, maybe 40,000, maybe more. You're facing into a problem in retirement age, which is you'll be relying solely on an old age pension in retirement age. And the purpose of auto-enrolment is to increase pension coverage that we're not solely dependent on the old age pension when we get to retirement age.
Okay, very interesting. And it's important that that is the case, isn't it? Because I suppose people are living a bit longer now as well, Ivan, aren't they, than they would have been maybe a couple of years ago. So you need to, I suppose, have the financial planning in place maybe, don't you, to make sure that you can live that life comfortably, I suppose, while you are retired.
Yes, Amber, that's a great point. So life expectancy for males or females is circa 87 at the moment. But the view is with the advances in medical support at the moment that may well push out in the next 10, 20, 30 years. So if you think about it, you're retiring at 65 or 66 and you may well live until 85 or 86. It's a full 20 years of a block of life. And potentially, if you don't have a pension provision in place for yourself, you're trying to live for that length of time on 15,000 per annum. Now, we all know at the moment, Amber, with the cost of living, which is a huge debate in the country, mm-hmm. trying to survive on 15,000 between heating a house and paying your bills and maybe running a car and food, it's really challenging. So that's the purpose of auto-enrolment, is to say, in conjunction with an old age pension in retirement age, we need to be funding for our own pension provision. And that's what auto-enrolment is coming to do.
Okay, very interesting. And in terms of the employees then, I suppose, does it differ, Ivan, in terms of employees that are on the higher rate of tax? Is there a difference there?
That's a significant point, Amber, is that while it's fantastic auto-enrolment is coming and businesses need to prepare now, not in January, they need to start getting prepared now. And the biggest thing I can say to businesses and employers is you must get advice. And it's linked to that point, Amber, because all the evidence is pointing right now that auto-enrolment, if you are on the higher rate tax and you have a lot of employees paying tax at the higher rate, you are much better off putting in your own pension scheme as opposed to allowing everybody just go into auto-enrolment come January. So that's a key message out there for your listeners or employers. If you have employees right now and any of them are paying tax at the higher rate, they should not allow auto-enrolment into their business. They should put them into their own group pension scheme, which the employer and the employee can control themselves.
Okay, that's a great point. You mentioned there that businesses should be getting ready now because it's coming in on January the 1st. So what should businesses maybe be looking at now or be doing now, Ivan, to make sure that they are best prepared? And I suppose that it's not maybe an upheaval when it does come into place.
Yeah, it centres around that word again, Amber, advice. So you need to understand what does auto-enrolment look like and what's coming in January. And you need to compare that then against maybe a separate group pension scheme within your business. And that's where we can help. We can help you understand what's coming for auto-enrolment. We can also compare that with a group pension scheme. That will allow employers make an educated decision on which option is best for their business and their employees. And then once you've that decision made, we can help make sure everything is set up in time for January. If you don't do that, auto-enrolment is just going to come into your business in January and you have no choice. Whereas at least if you understand now in the next couple of weeks, what are my options, you might choose to do something different than auto-enrolment.
Okay. And you mentioned the group schemes there, I suppose. So if an employee is already signed up to a pension plan within a business, is there something that the employers must do maybe, Ivan, before auto-enrolment comes into place? Or what does that involve maybe?
Yeah, the best advice I can give is it's linked to software. So payroll software or your payslip, Amber, in simple language, which we would all understand. Mm-hmm. So how the government's auto-enrollment scheme is going to talk back to employees and employers is through either your payslip, which is produced typically by software payroll. So they're going to sweep back through software payroll or your payslip. And right now, if you have a contribution on your payslip or done through payroll going into a pension, you will not be brought into auto-enrollment come the 1st of January. So that's a really important point for your listeners. If they're currently paying into any form of a pension, and I can see the deduction, whether it's an employer contribution or an employee contribution on my payslip done through salary deduction, then you will not be in auto-enrollment. If that's not there today and not there on the 1st of January, you will automatically be brought into auto-enrollment.
Okay. And if that is the case, but an employee decides maybe that they don't want to be part of the auto-enrollment scheme, is there an option for them to opt out or is it a compulsory thing?
It's starting off, Amber, as compulsory. So if you today, if you don't have any form of a contribution to a pension and you can see it on your payslip, you will be coming into auto-enrollment on the 1st of January. However, after the first 6 months, there's a 2 month window. So call it month 7 and month 8. You have a 2 month window to opt out. But what will happen then again is every 3 years, the auto-enrollment contributions are going to increase up by 1.5%. At that point again, they will sweep back through salaries and pay slips and software, and they'll see this person is still not paying into a pension. They will be brought back into the scheme again. So yes, you're initially going to be brought in. You'll have the option to opt out, but they will keep bringing you back in.
Okay. And I suppose it is worth being part of it, isn't it? Because it does prepare you for your future, even having that pension pot in place. And as we mentioned earlier, it is very important because you need something to support you financially when you are retired.
Very true, Amber. There's a great debate about this may well be viewed as a cost for both the employer and the employee. But we've also got to think long term and go back to my example. So if you're retired today and you're trying to survive on 15,000, which is the old age state pension, because you have no pension provision, that's equally a real challenge. While I know for some, they will perceive this additional starting off at 1.5% from the employer and the employee. It may well be viewed as a cost, but I think your listeners and everyone out there should view it as something different. It's a plan for me that I will have more money when I retire, as opposed to viewing it as a cost.
And I suppose in keeping with that and just moving away from the auto-enrollment, I suppose just for a moment and just talking in more general terms, Ivan, it is hugely important, as you said, like to have that pension pot in place. Is it something that people should be considering once they're in full-time employment? Or I know obviously everyone's financial needs differ, but when is the best time to start? I can imagine the earlier the better.
You'll probably answer that, Amber, thankfully yourself at the very end. That last phrase you said is it's always the earlier the better, because if you can start your pension at the age of 20, and you're planning to retire standard retirement age of 66, that's 46 years that you'll be putting money into it. Let's take an example of someone who doesn't start until they're 40 or 45. Well, then they've only 20 years of putting money in. So the sooner you start, the better. And there's no specific time of the year that's better to start than others. As soon as you start working, if people can get it inside their own heads to consider making a contribution to pension. However, this is the reason, again, auto-enrollment is here. It's to address that. It's to force people into putting money into pension plans at a much earlier stage in their working careers.
And I can imagine as well, like obviously everyone's circumstances differ, Ivan, but in terms of if there is a period in your life where maybe you can pay in a little bit more, it's probably worth doing that at the time. And then you can scale back as well, can't you, over the years as well? Just, I suppose, to meet the demands that are in your life and where you are at your life and I suppose the finances that you have. But if you can, I suppose, pay in a little bit more at times and then scale it back to suit your own needs, that's probably beneficial as well, isn't it, if possible?
Very much so. And there's a myth out there, Amber, that pensions are not flexible. There's a huge level of flexibility, and you touched on some of it there, whereby maybe when I start out and I'm not married and don't have children, I might have a little bit more disposable income, which means I can divert more of that into my pension. You then move on through life and you may well have got married and children and the cost of college and education, which means the level of disposable income I have may be less. That means you can reduce your contribution over time, and then possibly maybe when kids move on and you have a little bit more disposable income left, you can increase it back up. However, I would call out something here. Remember, with auto-enrollment, it's very rigid. You have a lot less flexibility. You just cannot do that. That's where I come back to the piece around advice. It's really important you get advice, because a company pension scheme gives you a huge level of flexibility, whereas the auto enrollment scheme that's coming in January gives you very, very little flexibility. You're stuck to the percentages that you must pay into that scheme.
Okay, well, that's very good to know. You've gone through a lot there, but I can imagine that there might be some questions that different businesses or different employers or organisations might have. If they want to reach out and contact you, Ivan, what's the best way to do so?
Yeah, we've a number of offices around the country, Amber. So we've over 20 offices and we're in 14 counties. If I think about your listeners and the geography, we've an office in Cork. We've one in Limerick for maybe your North Kerry listeners. And we have another one in Ennis. Our website, campion.com. And within there, you'll see a tile at the top called Business. And we've lots of content in there for employers and employees. And it's also comparing auto enrollment with a company pension scheme, which may work best for each individual employer, because it will be very unique. You know, every employer slash their group of employees may well be different, and it's about understanding the options and then making an informed decision.
It certainly is. Well, Ivan, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Amber.